Thank you so much for calling. This is Max. How can I help you?
Hi, Max. I don't even know if I'm calling the right people. You guys are Penguin Book Writers, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I believe that I signed a contract with you all for a book that I'm trying to publish, and I made a deposit for the amount, and it was given to somebody named Richard, and there's been a lot of, you know, inconsistent information, and this week I was told that he was sick and no one got back to me on some illustrations that I resent. So I'm a little bit worried about the whole process.
So you already have paid the deposit?
Yes.
And you paid it to Richard?
I paid it to the information I was given, yes.
Okay, perfect. So, can you tell me what's your first name?
Christina.
And what's your last name?
Morgado, M-O-R-G-A-D-O.
Perfect. Ms. Morgado, just give me like a couple of minutes of your precious time. I'm walking into the other room, see what the update is on the project, and I'm getting back over here, okay? So just stay over here for 2 minutes, and I'll be right back.
Okay, thanks.
No problem. Hey, Christina, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Perfect, Christina. They're telling me there was something related to illustrations and like a minimum number of pages. So that thing was communicated to you like a couple of days ago, and the next update will be on Tuesday.
Okay, so I was told, this is, I guess, where like I have an issue. Before I made a deposit, before I did anything, I sent the manuscript over, and I was never told about the minimum amount of pages or anything like that. Then, 2 weeks later, more pages, or that I can ask my illustrator to send me my pages without any words on them. So my illustrator lives in India. It's kind of hard to get a hold of her, but after a couple of days, I was able to send my illustrations over. I sent the illustrations over. It took like 2 days for anybody to tell me that Richard was sick. I didn't know if he had received them or anything like that. This is my first time doing this, and maybe $500 isn't a lot to you, but to me it is. So I expect to know what's going on every step of the way.
Krishna, I don't think there's any other way to do this, and you're 100% correct. It's not about the amount of money you've paid us. You are a client, and we take full responsibility. Either it's $500, $5,000, or $50,000. We deal all of our clients with the same amount of, you know, respect, and they deserve. They have the right to know every step that's happening. They have the right to know what that is. So you're absolutely correct. I will make sure Richard touch bases with you as soon as he can. And you're fully in confidence and informed about the process. This should not happen.
Can you tell if, or are there any notes saying that the illustrations without the words have been received? Because what he had told me is that if I sent the illustrations without any words on the pages, that the team would be able to, like, bleed them in from one page to another to add an extra couple of pages, and then maybe change the formatting of the actual manuscript.
I definitely would be able to tell you this. Just, you know, it's around 5 o'clock already here, like 4 o'clock here. I think it's almost 5 o'clock here. So the project management team is just like wrapping things up. So I think we would be able to give in a bit on Monday, because you know it's already 5 o'clock in like 15 minutes. So people are already leaving and for their weekend. So
I get it. But I understand when people are sick, but there's usually someone that, you know, picks up when they're gone. You know, I work at an office too.
I'm that guy.
Else is doing my work.
I'm that guy. So we can't really log into their emails, but I can tell, you know, I can give you general information, because see, a lot of our data is like sensitive, so we're not allowed to just hop into, you know, different authors have different account managers and all of those things. So
I'm a little bit nervous about this project. It's very important to me. I'm not doing it for the money or anything like that. I'm doing it because I want to give this to my children, and I want to have it by Christmas. And at this rate, I don't think that's going to happen.
It's going to happen. So, it's going to happen, Christina. We've done things at, you know, far shorter timelines. Christmas is like a long time. You probably would have be, you know, giving us a lot of positive things by then, and, you know, your children would love the book.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you so much for trusting us. Have a great rest of the day.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.